OTAs are here, so we're going to have some questions that will start to be answered. I'll tell you all about it here on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I'm Tony Wiggins here, the host of Locked On Jaguars, and we thank you for joining us and making us your first listen here on Locked On Jaguars, reminding you that we're your team every day and we are free on all platforms. Everywhere you can find podcasts, we are free. First and foremost, a little bit of housekeeping. I've been away for a second because I wasn't doing too well, but now I'm doing a lot better, and I thank you all for your well wishes and for those who wished me, whether it be by text, DM, or on social media, that wished me the best. I'm feeling a lot better, and I'm back. Also, who's back are the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are in OTAs as I'm recording this. Now, next Tuesday, I have RSVP'd to go to next Tuesday's session of OTAs, and I'll be on the field getting some action for you guys. So look forward to getting some positive feedback. But there's some things that I'm interested in right now with the Jags this time around, you know, when OTAs have first officially begun. I got to also let you know that it's not too late to get in on the action. I know if you missed the Preakness, that's all right, but the NBA playoffs are still going on and baseball's in full effect, so make sure you tap into BetOnline because they are sponsored for today. We're brought to you by BetOnline, and it has you covered this season for more props and odds and lines than ever before. You know why, too. It's because where the game starts is at betonline.net. Some questions that will come up, and I know it's like almost too early to get those answers, but you will start getting hints of who the real true leaders are going to be for this football team. We know by default it's going to be the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. That's just the way it is, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it should be. And he's already entrenched as the leader of the team. He has the trust of his teammates. And it's one of the reasons why guys like Doug Peterson took this job is because they feel like they can win. Everybody wants to win. So if you want to win, you have to see if the job has the thing that helps you do that faster. And that's a franchise-type quarterback. And I believe Trevor Lawrence is going to be just that. Now, some of the things that we'll touch on here today are in the first two segments. We'll look at the different units and talk about who the leaders are and who the leaders will be. And it's not what you think it is. It's going to be a very interesting dynamic because some of these guys that are going to be sort of replaced as the leaders of these units, and not that means it doesn't mean that you can't have leadership all play the same position, but there's going to be a little bit of understandable pushback, not really pushback, but expectation from the fans and members of the media for certain guys to lead right away. The mixing of young players drafted high or young players signed to big money free agents and blending them with guys who were leaders of the team in the past when the team wasn't very good sometimes can offer you a little bit of some mystery. Mystery is like, okay, how's this going to work? You guys won four games over the last 3 years doing it that way. Now you bring in more high price free agents and you bring in higher draft picks because you were bad. Do those leaders who led you to four wins still hold that same seat? And we'll have a chance to, you know, evaluate and look at that over the next two segments. Third segment, I'm going to talk about a total miracle of a rehab of a reputation. And the guy didn't do anything, really. And that's Trent Baalke. I have said it time and time again that what fans will do is when it comes time, we'll criticize and we'll beat up each other and we'll say, I don't want this guy and that guy. And we'll wear clown outfits and all of this stuff. Trent Baalke right now is chilling, cracking jokes in press conferences, hanging out this weekend at one of the local establishments on the Atlantic Ocean on the beach and taking photos with people. And people and a lot of the guys that were criticizing Trent Baalke are praising him as the guy who did this incredible rehab, but Trent Baalke actually hasn't done anything yet. He picks seven players and signs some free agents, But all of a sudden, fans love him again, and I knew that was going to happen. But first and foremost, as I told you, it's going to be an interesting thing, and you'll probably see Trent on the field for workouts, as you always do. It's going to be an interesting dynamic to see who the leaders are for this team. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, outside of Trevor Lawrence, that Brandon Scherff will probably be the leader on that offensive line, even though Cam Robinson's he's an incumbent. He's been here, and he got a big, big, big contract himself. I still think you're going to see a guy like Scherff on the interior with his Pro Bowl title in his bag, sort of take charge and be the leader of that group that's going to be protecting Trevor Lawrence the way Brandon Linder was. But it'll be either one of those guys. I don't think it'll be anyone else. So the two guys to watch for that would be Cam Robinson, who's always sort of been a quiet guy. But now that he has a long-term commitment from the Jaguars, you wonder if that changes a little bit. I think coming out of the gate, right off the gate, the guy coming in the door that's going to be the leader of that unit is Brandon Scherff. So you won't get a lot of answers if you're looking for those from minicamp. But what you do is you'll start to see the answers formulate and form themselves by these OTAs. I'm going to touch on this too in segment two, as we talk more about leaders in these position groups, and we'll focus on some of the defensive guys as well as Christian Kirk. But I wonder if, and what I want to see is how we saw the gap between Trevon Walker and the rest of the guys physically during rookie minicamp. Those are rookies. Let's see side by side what that looks like when he's standing next to Josh Allen. So we'll discuss that. We'll discuss, now that you get the regular NFL guys in, do you still seem wowed by Trevon Walker and Devin Lloyd and Chad Muma? Do they now look like a little more mortal once the veterans come in? We'll take a look at that. But it's going to be interesting, too, to see what happens with the defensive end position or the edge position. We'll discuss that as we do everything else. Here on Locked On Jaguars, like I say, we're free on all platforms, and thank you for making us your first listen, because we are greatly appreciative. All right, so our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find out the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, MLB, boxing matches is a big one coming up this weekend, and even next season's NFL futures. Those playoffs have been really, really good, but Dallas look like they're about to get run out of here. So if you want to bet that they won't get swept, BetOnline will have all the information for you that you need. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action, because BetOnline is where the game starts. Where you start every day is here with us, when I'm here, on Locked On Jaguars, and we are very, very grateful to have you do that. We really, really, really – I missed you guys, man, while I was – hanging out in the hospital trying to get myself well. I really did. I actually missed you dudes a lot, you guys and girls. Man, I have a lot of female listeners too, right, by the way. What I want you to do, though, is start checking out Locked On Sports Today. Locked On Sports Today is the real deal, man. It is a show that is really, really taking off. It's really, really centric, and it's real something real different from the Locked On Sports Network. So make sure you check it out, Locked On Sports Today. Is free on all platforms, just like everything else we do here at the Locked On Podcast Network. And I'm sure you guys are going to absolutely enjoy it. We'll enjoy OTAs too. I didn't get out for the first one, but I will be there for, I think, session number three, because it jives with my schedule. And I got a late email, but that's all right. My people looking out for me over at Jaguars.com and in the building. So we're going to be checking it out. One of the things I want to talk about is all of the love for Trevon Walker, right? Rightfully so. And I find it funny that people are comparing his picture to that of other people that folks thought were going to be picked here first for the Jaguars. And now everybody's in love with him. Everybody's in love with him, and they understand that. And this is kind of like the only thing we were kind of like trying to tell you this entire time. It wasn't that we were omniscient and we knew what they were going to do, but I just know NFL people, man. And I've been on the side of this that fans have been on the side of for a long time. I've known NFL people to always pay attention to these traits and always pay attention to not necessarily the production at the other level. And I think people confuse production with body of work. So I'll explain that too. But it's just a tremendous amount of emphasis, if you will, for physical traits. I really had this cemented and learned a lot when DJ Humphreys was chosen in the first round years ago by the Arizona Cardinals. And I knew people around here that were Gator fans that were scratching their head. They were like, tons of talent, man, but we never really saw it coming to fruition. Well, it didn't stop them, and it's not going to ever stop the NFL people from drafting guys for physical traits. So when you saw the effort of the team with Trevon Walker, the team that he played for, I knew that because of his size and speed, what these teams would do, and not just the Jaguars, that they'd say, okay, that's an all-time great defense. Okay, who's the best player on that defense? That can translate to the NFL, not necessarily who was the most productive in college, because everyone was making, you know, the people that made the big deal, number one, the biggest guy that people should have been making an argument about was N'Kobe Dean. There was no player in college football more productive than N'Kobe Dean, and he lasted until the third round. So that just shows you how folks think. But it's going to be interesting to me from OTAs is when he stands next to Josh Allen, does he now still look as big as we thought? Because Josh Allen was huge. Remember when Josh Allen came to camp when Yannick Ngakoue was there, everybody was, their jaw dropped. And it was just like, what's going on here? Look at this dude. He's Hercules. How did he fall to the seventh spot in the draft? He's 6'4 and a half. He's about 268 pounds, and he runs a 4.5 or a 4.6 40. The dude is tremendous. Well, now you got another one. So now it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the leader of that pack. Is it going to be Josh Allen, or is it going to be Trevon Walker, the rookie? Trevon Walker was selected, I believe, to be the alpha pass rusher and the alpha in the room when it comes to the edge rushers. Josh Allen, though, is the incumbent who just had his fifth-year option picked up, and he's the guy that's been here. And just like he acquiesced when he came here, he acquiesced a little bit to Calais Campbell and was staying after with Calais doing extra work. Is he now going to get Trevon Walker to stay after and do the extra work with him? I want to see which one of those guys, because at some point, there's always a pecking order. At some point, the leader is going to emerge. Will it be Trevon Walker, who comes across as a little quiet, who just wants to go about his work? Or will it be a guy like Josh Allen, who at first came across as a little quiet, but as time went on, he started to be more and more vocal? So I do think that the Jaguars did think about what it would look like with those two guys side by side when they decided to make this pick. You have to do that. If there are guys on your roster that you're committed to, you're going to look at the guys that you're bringing in and go, what does this look like standing next to this? And how does that make us look overall? And that's why I think that led to the choice too. Little birdie told me last year that they believe Josh Allen was a great player, but that he was a number two edge rusher and he needed a number one on the other side. Well, that's exactly what they went and got. So I'm waiting to see what that pecking order looks like. Before I jump back to the linebackers, I'm going to skip past that and go back to the wide receiver group. Christian Kirk has to show up and look, walk, and talk, and act like a number one receiver. Now, there are a lot of people that may think that that has different meanings. I don't. I know what these dudes look like. And if you've been around practice, you know. And a guy has to have, in my opinion, that air about himself, because the quarterback has to be confident enough in him to think that. I'm going to tell you, if folks think that wide receivers are the arrogant guys on the team, and some of them can be, ain't nothing more arrogant than a corner. And you guys know that firsthand from what we've had here in the past. Those guys that sit on that island, they have a tough job. And along with that tough job, it comes with an attitude that has to be one that reflects it. So you have to match that. You have to match that bravado. You have to match it. And you can do it in a different way. Larry Fitzgerald was as quiet as a bird, right? And Christian Kirk played with him, and maybe he learned from him that the way to go out is to be that workman-like wide receiver. So you don't have to be A.B. Lord knows you don't have to be, and you don't have to have your chest puffed out. But you do have to work and have a workflow that Jerry Rice was quiet, but he commanded. You know, he's the greatest of all time, and Fitzgerald's the same way. I want to see Christian Kirk, even though he's a little smaller than those guys. He's more of the Antonio Brown type. in terms of his height and his size, and the Tyler Lockett type in terms of his height and his size. But now I want to see a guy that's used to being a number three step up and be a number one, because that's what he's paid to be. So it's going to be interesting to see if he's the leader of the pack, if he goes to the front of the line when it comes to drills, if he wants, if something doesn't go his way and he wants to redo it without getting to the back of the line, will he be the guy to go, coach, I got this. Let me run that again. At some point, that's what a number one does. You have to be that guy. I don't care if it's baseball and you're the number one starter, or if you're the closer, or if whatever sport it is, if you're the starter, if you're the point guard, at some point you have to be a little bit vocal, and you have to be a little bit almost has to be a little bit uncomfortable for everyone else. You can't let anybody get to the front of the drills. You have to go first. Everything has to be built around you. So it's going to be interesting, one, to where they line him up. I know that they say he can line up all over the place, but I'm interested to see if your alpha can be a guy who you put in the slot. I'm interested to see if your number one wideout, the guy who walks around like secretary at practice, can really be a guy who you're moving around, and if he's going to command or demand that type of respect. Skip back over to the defense. Linebacker. Who's the number one guy? Foye Oluwakon was signed to a $15 million contract over 3 years. That's $45 million over 3 years. Led the league in tackles. I think Foye Oluwakon is a guy that from day one is going to set the temperature for guys like Devin Lloyd. Now, we saw him in minicamp, but we have to understand that there are levels to this. So you go from minicamp to real camp, and I think the guy who's been around a long time, who's going to be the one, and it doesn't mean he's going to have the dot on his helmet, but the guy who's been around in a long time will set the tone. So I'm interested to see how these rookies come in and adjust to going from the time of the draft to rookie minicamp, where everything's all about them and they have to show leadership. Now, how do they ingratiate themselves with these rookies and accept a leadership role after they've actually earned the respect from the rest of the team? Because make no mistake about it, every rookie has to earn the respect of the rest of the team. Contract and draft placement doesn't have anything to do with it when it comes to dealing with grown men who have kids and mortgages and who's made millions of dollars. You have to earn the right for those guys to pay attention to you and listen to you. The secondary is also very important. Last year, it was Shaquille Griffin. We've seen a lot of Shaquille Griffin in the offseason doing a lot of interviews. He did a lot of interviews last year. Who's going to do the interviews this year? Is it Darius Williams, or is it Shaquille, or is it Tyson Campbell? I think it'll probably still be Shaquille, but it's something worth seeing. Now, I know during our draft special here with our techno partner, WTLV, we had Andre Sisco on. The Jaguars brought Andre Sisco to us. I think Andre Sisco is going to have a bigger role. They don't roll people out for you to talk to them when they don't have plans for them to be specifically put in positions of leadership the way Andre Sisco was when they rolled him out to us to talk to. He did the little tour on draft night at the draft party. So that means that someone on this staff, or someone in the coaching staff, or in the front office believes they're going to send you somebody to talk to. He's going to be somebody that you need to talk to. So I'm looking forward to Andre Sisco as well, especially with Trevon Jenkins coming off of an injury, and we don't know where he is right now. I want to see where guys healthy, where guys stack up when they stand next to each other. We'll have a little bit more of a view of that today. I'll get some reports from people. But when I go into camp next week, we'll really, really have a better look at it. I want to have some fun, man. I want to talk about Trent. I want to talk about Trent Baalke and this roller coaster that guy has been on. And I've been one of the people that kind of beat up on him a little bit. And I'll tell you what that's all about here in just a second on Locked On Jaguars, after I let you know about Rock Auto. Because with the increased number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts to stock all the parts you need for your car. RockAuto.com is your savior for that. I've used them, and I'm telling you, I continue to use them, because for the last two decades, over 20 years, this family-owned business has really been helping do-it-yourselfers for that long. The prices are reliably low, and every single customer is absolutely satisfied. You don't have to go into a chain store and talk to someone and answer all of these questions that you don't really know the answer to while spending 30 to 50 and sometimes even 100% more for the same parts at the chain store than you can at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know we sent you, because they're family with amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. And everything you need to know about the Jaguars, you can find it right here on Locked On Jaguars on a daily basis, where we are free on all platforms and you are our first listen. You need to tune in to Locked On NFL too. Monday through Friday, I'm on Wednesdays with my man James Rapine, and it is an absolute great show talking about league-wide stuff, not just Jaguar-centric, but I also get a chance to fit that in there too. So make sure you like and subscribe and follow Locked On NFL, and check out the Locked On NFL YouTube page as well. Trent Baalke, you want to talk about a roller coaster? Let me tell you something, man. In the offseason, there was an entire campaign to get rid of Trent Baalke and fire him. I wasn't necessarily on a campaign, but I was a part of the people saying I want them to have a fresh start. And I'm going to admit, part of it was because I didn't think he was very good at his job. The other part of it, or the other 50%, because it's about 50-50, is where I wanted the Jaguars to restructure the front office and have a totally fresh and new approach to everything, because ever since Shad is on the team, it seems like they've never started new, all completely over. It's always, well, we're going to keep a little bit of what was left over from the past. And I just thought that you needed to get off to a fresh start. And I'm not sure that that wasn't the best option for them anyway. But they didn't do that. They kept Trent Baalke on as a GM. They have, I believe it's Ethan Waugh, who is the assistant GM now for the Jaguars, who came from the 49ers organization. So they have done a little bit of restructuring. But there's no amount of restructuring that could top or trump the amount of restructuring that an image of Trent Baalke has taken place. And what did he do to aid and abet that? Absolutely nothing. All he did was go through a draft, and folks were critical of that draft, I'd say on day one or day two, until they saw Trevon Walker and Devin Lloyd in practice. And now it's been like a total flip and a 180. That's the media. I expected the fans to do it the entire time, because make no mistake about it, fans are going to fan. And I don't say that negatively. I say it positively. The fans will always side with their optimism. Right now, zero wins, zero losses, zero ties. Nobody's playing a game, but we're headed in that direction. The fans will forget, until they're reminded, until they have a reason not to forget, but the fans will absolutely forget about all of the bad play over the last decade. Because what fans do is they, wherever their optimism lies or wherever their hope lies, that's where their faith is going to lie until you give them a reason to feel something different. And I've always said that. I'm a little surprised, though, that it's happened this quickly and this fast for Trent Baalke, because I don't recall in the past ever seeing someone go through, and it might have been deserved, what he went through in terms of fans and people wanting him to be out of here and have absolutely nothing to do with the Jaguars organization. It was like comical. It was funny. It's like every single thing he said, nobody wanted to even hear him. Even when they hired Urban and they had Trent, they were like, people were calling Trent the unofficial coffee boy for Urban Meyer and all of this. And it turns out that that wasn't necessarily true, and that he did have some input. And I even reported that last year, that he has more input than you guys thought he did. And certainly you didn't want, in hindsight, you didn't want Urban Meyer to have the input that he had, that you didn't want to have the little input that he did have. Not to mention, you're glad and probably fortunate that he did not have total control of this team with the way things turned out. But Trent's hanging out this weekend at the beach, at Atlantic Beach here, one of the most popular spots. He's just hanging out and having cocktails with people. I would have never imagined that that would happen, and taking pictures with folks and hobnobbing and having a good time. And everybody's like, it's in typical Duval fashion. It's like, this is the most Duval thing ever. This dude is just like one of us. He's just hanging out. And a little bit of that rings true. Who gets talked about around the league more than anybody? Jaguars, the team, the city, Jacksonville as a whole. And you know what? We don't give a damn. We don't. The fans don't care. You come down if you want to, but that foolishness. Don't let the way you feel about Jacksonville or the way people have told you about Jacksonville, don't get it twisted. Don't. I'm a native, and even I got to just understand, hey, they'll turn on me too, and they will. And I don't care because I'm one of them. You turn on me, I'll turn back. But if you ain't built like that, you don't understand what it is to be Duvalian. Trent Baalke is taking an absolute beating. And you know what? I saw a video of him last year. Trent Baalke, the Jaguars GM, by the way, for y'all that's new to the show. I saw a video of him last year leaving the stadium after a loss, and fans were going, get away from our team. Get out of our city. Trent, boo, boo. And he's just looking at him like, he's like, looking at him like one of those lions in the jungle. When you're in a Jeep and the lion's walking by, I say, yeah, you can talk, but you ain't going to do nothing. You're going to stay right there in that Jeep. You ain't going to do nothing. That's the way he was looking. He's like, man, I ain't going nowhere. I'm trying to talk about anybody going to fire me. So he's sitting here in the press conferences, and somebody, one of the players got, I think it was Trevon Walker. He got something wrong in the press conference or whatever. He was talking, and he's like, I don't really like the cameras. And I think Doug Peterson said, yeah, me either. And Trent was like, I love the attention. I don't know. And everybody busted out laughing because all of the attention that is begat Trent Baalke has been negative. So sort of by default, he dealt with all the negative criticism. Now he's standing with his chest out. He got his shades on. He had a little cocktail in his hand. I don't know what he was drinking. It could have been, you know, a regular drink. It could have been some water. Didn't look like it, but it could have been, right? So he's sitting there. He's chilling. He's taking pictures. People's like, yeah, what's up? You know, it's like he is unbothered. And it kind of turned into the most Jacksonville thing ever. And people was like, hey, man, I kind of like this dude. Ain't that something? They put you to the test. You stand tall. You're like, I'm 10 toes in. It's whatever. You do a job in the draft, and you pick a guy that nobody wants at first, and all of a sudden, now everybody wants the guy. And because he stood in the paint and took that pressure, and now he's looking at you dead in your face still, somehow the biggest people and the biggest proponents of him being fired and people that not like him, all of a sudden they start liking him again. Unbothered. And I'm going to salute him because that is not an easy thing to do. Now, a warning. If they don't play better this year, especially early, it's going to start again because I know my people and this is what we do here. But I just thought it was worth saluting here on my first day back after being out for a second. Saluting the guy who stood in the paint and took all of that pressure and all of that punishment and said, it's whatever. Because that's the Jacksonville thing. That is the most Jacksonville thing I could think of because that's who we are as a community. Now we just need to win on the field. So we're going to take a look and make sure that OTAs start out right, watching everything. We ain't going to judge them too much by being in shorts. But I do think it's interesting that we start watching this process and allowing to see who the leaders are and the guys that will rise to the absolute top. What we're going to do is on tomorrow's show, I'm going to listen to a lot of the excerpts from the first day of OTAs and give you guys an idea of how different this is now that the veterans are in. And I'm going to name three or four veterans that could do this team a real big service if they elevate their play and use the new attitude regime. If they can take this and use this as something that allows them to get past what was going on in the past. So that's what I'm going to focus on tomorrow on the next episode of Locked On Jaguars. Y'all make sure y'all take care of each other and stick with us. We're rolling here Monday through Friday on Locked On Jaguars because it's your team every day. And thank you again for making us your first listen.